God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
You can build a. It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Yeah. And welcome to the Saucer Pod and Dog Poet Transmitting in the audio version. Tonight we're hovering above the Ukraine, where oligarch forces linked to the Moloch of the Middle East and in control of the American government are busy in their ongoing and relentless efforts to mess with Russia. When they're not messing with Russia, they're messing with China. And when they're not messing with China, they're messing with their own people. And when they're not messing with their own people, they're messing with children and household pets. Excuse me. They're the worst expression of anything that ever walked on 2 feet, and they are a fitting example of the dregs of the Kali Yuga exhumed upon the planet through some kind of metaphysical fracking. We don't want to concern ourselves with them, though that leads only to depression, and there's not a whole lot we can do about them. The only one we can do anything about is ourselves, should we be so disposed. Otherwise, disposed is what we will get, as in disposed of. I can't say it often enough. It all starts in our minds. How we identify everything is determined by the state of our mind, and the degree to which it is influenced by our appetites and desires. Whatever the influence of the fire down below, whatever that might be. It's quite powerful in the mass mind because, after all, this is a time of near overpowering material force, and it's also the Kali Yuga. I have to repeat certain things because we tend to forget them over and over and over. And that is the same things that cause us to forget over and over and over. The world is unstable if we are unstable. The world is a mirror of our mind. We reflect correctly or incorrectly, and when we reflect incorrectly, things are distorted as they would be in a funhouse mirror. Life is distorted, and when life is distorted, we are not at ease. And when we are not at ease, then dis-ease is a certainty. Lao Tzu speaks of one who is as he should be, and not what he has been misshapen into, by circumstances and environment. He says, or he said at one point, thousands of years ago, Lao Tzu did, death might appear to be the issue of life, since for every 3 out of 10 being born, 3 out of 10 are dying. Then why should another 3 out of 10 continue breeding death by use of sheer madness to multiply? But there is 1 out of 10, they say, so sure of life. The tiger and wild bull keep clear of his inland path. Weapons turn from him on the battlefield. No bullhorn can tell where to gore him, no tiger claw where to tear him, no weapon where to enter him. And why? Because he has no death to die. I'll put the link in for the best translation of the Lao Tzu by Witterbinner online in tomorrow's Petri dish. So now here are some short vignettes of wisdom most profound. One's whole life would be infinitely improved by committing these sayings to memory, which I have done. Except by grace, dynamic change does not come quickly. It comes over time as the vehicle being transformed goes through the necessary changes in order to be capable and worthy of the transformation. There are stages. No matter what the tradition is, there are stages. Some of them we can go through by ourselves, but after a point we cannot. We need the guidance of a master or some higher being well disposed to us who is willing to take us on for the length of the course. This is no simple thing because whoever takes us on also assumes our karma to a degree, and if they go wrong, well, and if we go wrong, rather, that can be costly to the one who has taken us on and their responsibilities. As their responsibilities. Of course, it is to be presumed that the one who takes us on knows all the ins and outs of our patterns and potentials and has the means to put us through things and wait to take us out of them according to their own mysterious reasonings about what is best and what is undesirable. I should point out that there is no telling what you might be put through. Don't imagine that it's all sweet little meditation zones and people bowing and saying namaste all the time or peace be on you. Each of us has a different schematic of events and experiences that are required in order to get us to wherever that is, and it's not the same for all of us. Perhaps at some much further reach we merge into a collective sameness, but not so in the intermediate, which might extend across many millions and millions of years. Christ put it best. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, I would not have told you so. So I want to share a couple of meditative offerings from the arcane side of things that I hope readers and listeners will give some small consideration to and possibly use in their own meditations. A legendary figure named Hermes Trismegistus created something called the Emerald Tablet thousands of years ago. It has to do with a process called the apparition of the sun. It is something carried out by the holy guardian angel under the eyes of the Most High. I memorized it years ago and used to recite it every morning and every night for years. I hope it will bring some insight to every person. This is one of those things that takes focused inquiry and the help of an activated subconscious to understand. Here it is. True, without falsehood, certain and most true, that which is above is as that which is below, and that which is below is as that which is above, for the performance of the miracles of the one thing. And as all things are from one, by the mediation of one, so all things have their birth from this one thing by adaptation. The sun is its father, the moon its mother, and the wind carries it in its belly. Its nurse is the earth. This is the father of all perfection, or the consummation of the whole world. Its power is integrating, if it be turned into earth. Thou shalt separate the earth from the fire, the subtle from the gross, suavely and with great ingenuity. It ascends from earth to heaven and descends again to earth and receives the powers of the superiors and of the inferiors. So thou hast the glory of the whole world. Therefore let all obscurity flee before thee. This is the strong force of all forces, overcoming every subtle and penetrating every solid thing. So the world was created. Hence were all wonderful adaptations, of which this is the manner. Therefore am I called Hermes Trismegistus, having the three parts of the philosophy of the whole world. What I have to tell is completed concerning the operation of the sun. Now, here is another fine piece that I also used to follow the recitation of the Emerald Tablet with, and that is called the Pattern on the Trestle Board. This is based on the Tree of Life, and each of the sayings refers to a particular Sephiroth moving from the top down. Should you study the Sephiroth on the tree, you will see how they apply. This all I got from the builders of the Adytum, a school I studied with for some decades. One of the most impressive teaching schools I have ever had any contact with. Amazing. This is truth about the self. All the power that ever was or will be is here now. I am a center of expression for the primal will to good, which eternally creates and sustains the universe. Through me, its unfailing wisdom takes form in thought and word. Filled with understanding of its perfect law, I am guided moment by moment along the path of liberation. From the exhaustless riches of its limitless substance, I draw all things needful, both spiritual and material. I recognize the manifestation of the undeviating justice in all the circumstances of my life. In all things great and small, I see the beauty of the divine expression. Living from that will, supported by its unfailing wisdom and understanding, mine is the victorious life. I look forward with confidence to the perfect realization of the eternal splendor of the limitless light. In thought and word and deed, I rest my life from day to day upon the sure foundation of eternal being. The kingdom of the Spirit is embodied in my flesh. Your days will be vastly improved by reciting these pieces. Mine was. Though I have moved on in my practices, I fondly remember what an anchor these sayings gave to me. If you continue to say them over and over, they will become a part of you. Once memorized, you can repeat them at any time. When you find yourself in difficulty or under stress, these sayings will provide comfort and support, as the ones who follow certainly do. And they are linked to deathless intelligences that live somewhere in the refined atmospheres above us, and possibly within us. Today, I want to make sure that I pass on to you these useful things that you can carry across the moments of your time. The last one I will give you today is a meditation from the back of the book, The Weight of the Kingdom. There are three meditations back there and a prayer. Time permitting, I will actually give you one of the meditations and the prayer. And in order to see the third and fourth, you can mail me and I will send you a copy of the book. Here is the first meditation. Dear friend, do you truly want to come speedily into your own, that which you came into manifestation to express? Then meditate earnestly and persistently day after day on the following. 10 minutes or more on the first part until you realize its truth. In the one mind, there is the consciousness only of wholeness, completion, and perfection. In it, there are no ideas of lack or limitation of any kind. To every center of that mind, and every human mind is such a center, there flows every needed idea. Even as air rushes into a vacuum, or as the blood carries to every cell of the body, everything that is needed for its growth and sustenance. Remember, that mind is in you, is your mind, as there is only one mind. Also remember, by your realization of this great truth and by making it the dominant fact in your consciousness, are you and your Father made truly one, for it unites your consciousness with His consciousness, He who is your real self and whose mind is the only mind. Of course it does, for you are then in His consciousness, and therefore you are all that He is, and all that He has is yours. Once believe this, once know this, and you will be free from all lack and limitation forever. Then after trying to realize intensely the truth of the above, which just got said, by thus meditating and letting it soak into your subconscious, let the following flood your consciousness for 10 minutes more. Be still, my child, and know I am your life, your health, your strength, your supply, your understanding, your power, your love. I am all these things, all these ideals you're seeking to be and to have. Oh, my child, can you not see you can have none of these things apart from me? Can get none of them without getting me, and can get them nowhere else except from me, your real, your only self, who am all these things now, and therefore you are all of these things now and forevermore. See this, beloved, and know the truth of yourself. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Can you not realize that this life in you, any portion of health or strength or power or love or understanding, is not of yourself, but is of me who am all of these things in you? Then why not have done with your foolish, anxious striving to be that which you are now, and always were in supreme fullness and perfection? Why not then let go completely and let me, your real, your perfect self, have full sway in your consciousness, letting therein no thoughts you know are not my thoughts. That is all you need do. I will do the rest. Beloved, if you thus abide in me, and let this my word abide in you, all that your heart seeketh will surely come to pass in blessed richness and abundance. And here is the prayer. This I love. I used to close my day with this every night. Beloved Father, thou, O blessed Christ Jesus, and thou, our dear brothers of the kingdom, hear this, our earnest prayer. Draw us in consciousness deep within, where thou art, where self exists not, and where we may be one and abide with thee in Christ. Help us to open wide our hearts and let out the great love, that it may possess us utterly, may rule, motivate, and inspire every thought, word, and deed, merging us completely into love, thereby enabling us to love as thou lovest, to see as thou seest, to hear as thou hearest, lifting the consciousness of our human minds into complete oneness with our Christ consciousness, thy consciousness, so that henceforth we can consciously at will be with thee, work with thee, commune with thee, face to face at all times and on all planes, when the need is in the Father's service, and may know with thy understanding all things we seek and need to know. Cleanse us of all consciousness of self and separation from thee, so that our Lord Christ henceforth may live his life in us, do his will in us, and be himself in us without let or hindrance of any kind forevermore. Beloved Father, make us to always abide in thy consciousness and thy word to abide in us, giving us ever of thy wisdom to light and direct our way, thy will to strengthen and sustain us, and thy love to surround, protect, and fill us, so that we may see thee, dear Christ, may feel thee, may know thee, may be truly one with thee, everywhere, in everything, and in every one of our brothers and sisters. We thank and glorify thee, beloved Father, for thy many blessings. Take us wholly unto thyself, so that we may be perfect and selfless instruments for thy use. I recognize these last are in the Christian tradition, and not all of us are Christians, but to me it is as valid as any other. It doesn't matter what valid path you may choose. What matters is your dedication and your intention. The Christ light is ageless and timeless and is a state, not a person. Jesus was a person. Christ consciousness is a state, and there are others who have attained to it. You can attain to it. You can. All you have to do is what? Right. Want it more than anything else. I suppose all that it takes to have it occupy your consciousness more than anything else, and all that takes is application. I don't see what the problem is. Do you? Is there a problem? If there is, it's you or me. Yes, there is a force that instigates that problem, but we are always capable of being empowered to be greater than anything seeking to deceive us, depending on what we rely on. Well, I'm running long, so I got to go. I'm pretty sure it's time to close this broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one. In the meantime, pick from among the pieces I've given over for consideration, and remember to encircle yourself with the light from within, extend it outward from yourself. Let it grow in power commensurate with your faith in it. Exercise that faith and watch what happens. That said, much love, Lady Nature and Tara. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. Much, much love, Lord Krishna. Greetings, Lord Amitabha. La ilaha il Allahu. Oh, thank you, my good friend, Lord Ganesh. And carry on, Bahu'ula. Aloha and Haru!
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.